got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast, where we have mental health discussions by men of color. My name is Dan, and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube for full-length videos sometimes, other times video clips, at Screws Loose Pod. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our merch. We have a dope-ass line of t-shirts. So if you want to support the show, check those out on our website at afewscrewsloose.com/shop. Now, I just want to, get this out the way. I know a lot of our regular listeners have noticed that P has not been on the show in a while or even consistently. P is going through, he's struggling with his own mental health, for one. And two, just life, his personal life. He's going through a lot the past couple of months. And, you know, I don't want to keep on hitting him up and bugging him like, yo, man, come on, man, we need to record an episode. Come on, man, like put all that other shit, that real life shit aside. Nah, real life comes before podcasting, because at the end of the day, this is only a hobby. You know, our aim for the podcast is to hopefully create conversations, start conversations about mental health by Black and brown people. But, another thing, too, is we share our experiences. Like, not every episode is about a specific mental health disorder. So we share our experiences a lot. And if there's anybody out there that kind of has some of the same experiences, we hope that they know that you're not alone. But again, at the end of the day, this is a hobby. Real life comes first. So P is just going to take all the time that he needs to get his mind right before he rejoins the show. And, you know, I'm going to hold it down like gravity until that happens. Now, moving on. Today, what I wanted to talk about is positive energy. That sounds funny coming out my mouth, right? Positive energy coming out of Dan's mouth. No, Dan has no positive energy. let me be the first to tell you, I have no positive energy. But I often think, or I've often thought that, and I hear people say it all the time, energy is transferable. So if you surround yourself with negative people, their negativity will rub off on you and transfer to you. That's the energy you're going to carry, is that negativity. Same thing with positive people. I hear that if you surround yourself with positive people, their positive energy will rub off on you and you'll be walking around with the positive energy. Same could be said even for sexual energy, because I've met a few people that had that sexual energy and I'm like, man, I'm too old to be thinking about sex and shit. Like, for real, I'm in my late 30s now. Like, you know what? I've been fucking for 20 plus years. It's not a big deal to me. But if you meet somebody with some of that sexual energy, oh yeah, you're going to be thinking about fucking. So again, energy just rubs off on you. The reason I say all that is to say I've realized that I'm a toxic person, not intentionally. Trust me, it's not intentionally. But I am a toxic person, because if you've listened to prior episodes, you know that I often talk about how I grew up. I grew up in low income housing, single parent household, poor as shit. and around a whole bunch of negativity, negative people. That's who I associated myself with, was these negative people. And, you know, I believe probably some of their negative energy rubbed off on me. And I've carried that throughout life. I've carried this negative energy. And I'm also a pessimist, or as AJ, shout to AJ from What We Gonna Do Pod, would say, nah, man, you are. He told me not to. He asked me not to imitate him again. So I'm going to do it anyway. Nah, man. No, wait, man. OK, nah, man. You a realist. But either way, I'm a pessimist. I always look at the worst. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be like, I'm going to just start throwing some examples off the top of my head. A brand new car. Like, here, Dan, you just won this brand new car. You don't have to pay for it. It's yours. Man, that motherfucker got a scratch on it, though. Look at that scratch, man. That's just how does brand new and it got a scratch on it? Like, I always find the bad. I look for the bad. Even with, let's say, a woman, right? It could be a fine ass woman. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you all know my situation, but I'm just using this as an example. Could be a fine ass, badass woman, and smart, can hold a good conversation, and somehow her and I are talking. I'm looking for flaws. Like, I'm looking for the, again, I guess, negative traits, maybe. Like, if she misuses a word. And I misuse words all the time because my mouth sometimes moves faster than my brain. Sometimes I'll say have when I mean has, or vice versa, things like that. Little slip ups. But when I hear other people do it, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. And I'm like, nigga, you a hypocrite. But I just start looking for any negative traits I can find. I don't automatically go to positive, because all my life I thought positive was bullshit. Now, and what do I mean by that? I met a lot of positive people who are like super positive, too positive, like get the fuck away from me positive, because it comes off as fake to me. Like, I'm like, there's no way you can be this positive for this long. Like, nah, man, that shit's fake. You just want to fake like you positive and try to make yourself feel good, whatever the case may be. So for the most part, I guess, you know, positive people, positivity, it just comes off to me as phony. And maybe that's just because my experiences have always been with negative people, negativity. That's what I'm used to. That's what I'm comfortable with. And also that's, you know, I explained my habits of looking for the negative, looking for the bad in people and in situations and stuff like that. And to kind of drive the point home just a little bit, pastors, right? They're supposed to be positive people. I told you guys back in, I forget what episode number it was, but My Pain, My Trauma, My Life, how my aunt and uncle, who were pastors, abused me severely as a child. So it's like, damn, even past the negative, you know what I'm saying? So I have a hard time buying in to positivity. Now, I want to start surrounding myself with more positive people. However, there's a caveat. My anxiety, my social anxiety, will not allow me to interact with anybody new, whether they be positive or negative. I am unable to interact with new people. I am unable to basically make new friends. You know what I'm saying? So most of the negative people in my life, like growing up, they're gone. I cut them, you know, out of my life years ago when I moved down to New Orleans. However, I don't have a circle of positive friends or positive people. Becky, she used to be positive. She used to be hopeful. She used to be optimistic. And much like going back to the whole transfer of energy, I think over the years, she has actually kind of taken on some of my negativity, some of my negative traits, because nowadays I'll hear her say something in reaction to maybe a question or in reaction to a situation, and it would sound like some shit that I would say. And I'm like, hold up. You're supposed to be the positive, optimistic one. You sounding like me now. So I think, you know, that's when I say I'm a toxic person, that's where my toxicity lies, is transferring my negative energy to the people around me, which is very few people. As most of you know, my circle is so small, I can't even call it a circle. That bitch is a triangle. My triangle is so small. So if I'm rubbing off some of my negative qualities onto another and feeding into that, and then we're just going to have that energy transferring back and forth, it's just going to be a negative relationship, a negative situation. And again, like I said, I'm unable to meet new people, to add more people to my triangle. Let's maybe make it a square. Let's make that bitch an octagon before we make it a circle. But my anxiety prevents me from doing it. And also, I have trust issues. I don't trust anybody. Hell, half the time, I don't even trust myself, to be perfectly honest with you. But with these trust issues, like, new people are scrutinized to the fullest extent. And I can't help it. I just don't trust you. So if you're a super positive person and like, yo, Dan, I understand that you need some positivity in your life and some positive people in your life. I'm that person. I'm going to be like, you're fucking lying because I don't trust you. I don't believe a word you say. So that's, I guess that's the conundrum, is wanting to have more positive people in my life who have a positive effect on me. And hopefully I can kind of, I guess, get some of their positive energy. And maybe now there's one person I'll say, she was on 2 episodes of Black Law and Legal Lies. Shout out to Jada Atkinson. She is like the most positive person I know. And I remember thinking for years, nah, she can't be this positive. There's no fucking way. This is an act. And she's in the entertainment industry. So I'm like, this is an act. She a damn good actor, because there's no way you can be positive for this long. So years go by. She's still happy go lucky, positive. She weathered her own storms, went through a lot of misfortune, I guess. Not a lot of misfortune. I can't really speak to that, but she's gone through misfortune in her life, and she's still smiling, and she's still, her presence actually makes me feel good. And I'm like, damn, that's odd. I don't think she's faking. I think she's really that positive. And then, you know, and talking to other people, they have the same impression, which is Jada is the most positive person that they know. And I'm tagging you in this, but like, her energy is positive, and she rejects negative energy. Not only does she reject negative energy, she will make you reject negative energy, which is weird how, you know, just how that works. So shout to Jada, the most positive person I know. So I need more people like that in my life, because that energy rubs off. I remember I had a conversation with Jada, and I don't even remember what we talked about, and it wasn't anything of any importance. But afterwards, I felt like I wanted to help somebody. So I reach out, and we know somebody who is struggling right now with their mental health and with their health overall. I reached out. I don't even talk to people on the phone. I reached out, talked to this brother, and I think I made his day, because one of the things that he feels is people don't listen to him. Now, of course, that's not necessarily the case, but that's how he feels. So just by listening to him and listening to what he had to say, I think I made that brother's day. I couldn't offer any advice. I couldn't offer anything other than an ear. And like, sometimes people talk about shit you don't want to hear. Let's be honest. If I get on here and I start talking about auto racing, which I know nothing about, and I just do a whole episode on NASCAR, I'm pretty sure most of y'all would turn this shit off. Like, I don't want to hear about no fucking NASCAR. Sometimes people talk about shit that you don't want to hear. But if you still lend that ear and listen, even if you don't care, it can make that person's day. So I think that's what I did. And that all stemmed from a conversation with Jada. So going back, that's what I need in my life, more positive people. Now, how I'm going to get more positive people in my life is a big fucking mystery. I'm not sure how to do it, but I want to be hopeful that I can do that. And she's semi-positive, but she's also an asshole. So there's that. Those are the only two people, Becky and my mama, that I interact with almost daily. And none of them are super, super, super positive. So, oh, and yo, while I'm on the subject of positive people, I want to shout out another positive sister. Stephanie, you all may know her as Stephanie the Life Architect or at BLC New York on Twitter. She's a real positive, real motivational person. Now, we've never spoken at any length, but we have interacted and, you know, commented on each other's post on social media. And she's brought one thing to my attention that I think I need it brought to my attention. And that is, I often signify how I feel. And what do I mean signify how I feel? Sometimes I'll say things like, this might sound fucked up, but I feel like this. Or this might make me sound like an asshole, but I think this. Things like that. Or, you know, I know it may sound bad, but I think I feel this. So Stephanie will jump in there from time to time and remind me, I'm paraphrasing here, but nigga, didn't we have this discussion before? Don't apologize for how you feel. It's how you feel. And sometimes, you know, I just need to hear shit like that. And I appreciate shit like that because I've noticed, I've become aware of it, that I do that a lot. I apologize beforehand, so to speak, and then say something that may sound harsh or say something that may make me sound like an asshole. And I guess what I'm trying to do is soften the blow by saying, yeah, I know this does sound kind of fucked up, but so yeah, that's another positive sister too. So anyway, that's I guess the gist of this episode is I need more positive people in my life. I need my negative energy to be depleted so it stops rubbing off on others, because if my negative energy rubs off on Becky, that actually comes back and affects me, because we're just, it's like a hot potato. We passing this shit back and forth, back and forth. And like I said, with my triangle being so small, it's not like I interact with very many people. Sure, I interact with a lot of people on social media, but let's be honest, I don't know y'all like that. I mean, there's a few people I fuck with tough, and they know who they are. Shout to Hayes, shout to AJ, shout to Johnny and Ralph and those brothers, Flaw. But at the end of the day, like, I interact with dozens of people and I don't really know y'all like that. So if, you know, if you are a positive person, chances are I might not even know that, because I keep everything light, ha ha, joke, joke. And as most of you know, you will never see me in a online argument, in a Twitter debate, in any kind of beef or anything like that, because that's just not worth my time. And it's the internet. Like, I'm not going to get into it with anybody using my two thumbs and letters and shit. That's a waste of my time. I don't argue. So you can tell me the sky is pink. All right, cool. You can tell me whatever the fuck you want. You could be way wrong. I might try to initially say, nah, the sky is blue, but I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to get into any altercations with anybody, because that's just, I don't see how people do it. I don't have the energy for that shit. my energy is basically used trying to make it day to day. So I ain't got time for that bullshit, man. Like, niggas want to argue about everything these days. Ain't got time to argue. I've never really been an arguer. My whole shit, even back before social media, back before the internet was huge, I still didn't argue. Let me say this. I'll argue with friends. Anybody I love, I will argue with, and it will sound to other people like we're fucking enemies, like we hate each other. But that's because I love you, and that's that. And, you know, it's like outside of that, back, it's like taking it back to the lunchroom days. Niggas want to get in your face. Man, I heard you say, I heard it. Just punch a nigga in the face and like, go sit down, man. Win, lose, or draw, whatever. I ain't talking. I ain't arguing. You know what? Either I'm going to beat your ass, you're going to beat mine, and then we're going to go about our day. Don't really matter to me, but I'm not arguing. So, but again, the reason I bring that up is social media, to me, maybe it's just who I'm following. Again, like I said, maybe I'm attracted to negativity because that's all I knew growing up. That's all I was exposed to. And that's kind of how my mind is wired. I see it's just like negative, man. Social media is just negative. That's all I see. Twitter, negative, negativity, negativity. Instagram. Yeah, that's kind of like negative. I know it's mostly pictures, but still. Everyone has something to say. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone, whatever, man. But again, maybe I need to go through, you know, who I follow and change that. So if you have any recommendations as far as people that I should follow that are positive, that ain't really phony, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I can, that whole timeline, it's just drama, man. Most of it's drama, people going back and forth, people subbing other people. And, you know, half the time I don't even know what the fuck is going on. I fuck around and I said this online. I'll comment on some shit, not knowing that this post was about somebody else that I follow who, you know, I'm cool with. I'm cool with lots of people online. And, you know, that shit puts me in a funny situation. Now they looking at me kind of funny, like, hold on, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I didn't know. I'm old, man. I'm in my late fucking 30s, man. I don't keep up with all this shit, man. So that wraps up this episode. And I'll just close in saying that I really, really, really want more positive people in my life. But my anxiety disorder prevents me from having anybody new in my life. The few people that I have met over the years, they almost forced their way into my life. Like, shout to Jay in Hollywood too. He's another positive brother. The way Jay and I met, we met online on Twitter, you know, podcasting community. Jaden said, yo, I'm coming to New Orleans. I want to be on the show. Yo, we all have me. And texting back and forth on, you know, in the DMs, I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, come through. So the time gets closer and closer. Jaden shoots me his number. I'm like, I ain't calling this nigga. I ain't texting this nigga because I don't know him like that. Now, you know, I know him online, but now we're talking real life. So I shot his number to Ann and I said, Ann, hit Jaden up. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he's good. He knows how to get to where we're going to be and recording the podcast. And if he has any questions or, you know, we can go over any topics beforehand, blah, blah, blah. So did that. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, I was kind of awkward the first episode we recorded. But again, we exchanged numbers and I remember he was texting me like, yo, where can I eat? I'm like, I don't know, Panera, nigga. I don't know where to eat. But we kept in contact after that offline. So when Jaden came back to New Orleans, he actually hit me up. He's like, yo, I'm coming back through. Would you guys mind having me again? Absolutely. But this time I had no problem talking to Jaden because now we had interacted online. We had interacted in person. And, you know, we've had a few conversations, too, after meeting in person. So now what I'll do is if I don't see him online and he hasn't been on social media often lately, I shoot him a text. Yo, you good, bro? You good? And he'll also do the same. He might hear me say something or see me say something and shoot me a text. Be like, yo, you good? You doing all right? So that's actually the I want to say his persistence is what kind of allowed me to not be so distrustful. Like, yo, this nigga has some kind of ulterior motive, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But he's also real positive brother. So I guess it's possible. I tell that story to say it's possible to make friends. It's just very, very fucking hard. And I think the person actually has to want to be my friend. And then even then, it's like a crapshoot. So let me know what y'all think, or don't, whatever. And again, if you have any positive accounts I should follow, and don't be trying to promote shit, but if you have any positive accounts, positive people I should follow, hit me up. Let me know, because, you know, that's one small step, is just my digital life. Let's add some positivity there first. My name is Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show at Screws Loose Pod on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube. Shout to my homie and co-host P. Hopefully we'll have him back soon. But again, like I said, he's going to take his time and get his mind right. Peace.